get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Yeah! Here he is, Snake.
Thank you very much. So I've been sitting on this one for a while. A lot of snake pity things that you sit on and wait for the moment to strike. And that happened yesterday, and we started talking about this, and I thought, oh yeah, I've got this. I need to do it now. And it involves something that has always driven me crazy. I hate the phrasing. I always have. Even as a little kid, it creeped me out. And look, I don't know what you should say instead of this.
I can think of a bunch.
But I hate the term make love.
Oh, yeah. That is creepy.
And I hate the term.
And confusing.
When it's used in a song.
It seems like such a 70s thing, doesn't it?
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a dead serious question. Have you ever legitimately, without trying to get a rise out of someone or make them laugh, have you ever used that term in conversation?
In context of the actual act?
Yes.
In reference
Again,
to that?
Without trying to make someone laugh or get a rise out of them.
How about them?
So like you're at Wendy's with your friend Kyle, and you go, yeah, so, you know, me and Susan were making love last night, and
yeah.
heard this weird noise outside.
Right.
No!
Have you ever used that terminology while pitching the idea to a certain someone?
No!
Would you like to make love?
Yeah. No!
It's gross.
It's stupid.
It's
anybody with half a brain is going to laugh at you.
So why is it a term? What happened to society when we thought that make love was okay? Like, I mean, again, there are things that you realize as a very young human being when you're on this planet and you're like, what? And yeah. I remember hearing this.
Didn't it's grossed me out since I was a kid.
Yes.
That same. No doubt.
It's like watching movies with people kissing in front of your parents. You get that same feeling.
Yeah, it's all oogie.
Ugh.
And I think it was something that, yeah, I kind of.
You think they were trying to improve upon making whoopee?
Dude, so make whoopee was like a game show
thing. Yeah, the newlywed game.
Yeah.
That's how they referred to that.
Which is even dumber, right?
But
if you had to pick between the two, those are your only two choices.
Yes, but at least making whoopee.
It's meant for comedy.
It is. That's a comedy term.
All right.
Like
fair.
A whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Right? Like they were trying to make you laugh because they knew that making love is the dumbest thing ever. And it's like it's so smoking jacket. Ascot.
Yes, it's very sleazy, greasy 70s.
Yeah.
A lot of hair and oil.
So when I was...
And robes.
Lots of robes.
So many robes.
Yes.
Will you walk in?
Tons of robes.
Cindy, would you care to make love?
Make love! No! I would run out of the house so fast!
That's why the lovas on SNL were so funny, because they made fun of that. That whole scene.
Yes.
You know? Would you like to make love near Hoth's Edge and fill our bellies full of goose meat?
Make
it's one of the greatest skits ever.
Love.
We were making love.
So,
yuck.
Yeah, is that like 1800s Victorian?
Dude, I don't know. But somehow this was not something I don't think that people said in like the 30s, 40s, and 50s. I think it like made a massive comeback in the 70s. And people started...
I think so, yeah.
I think Benjamin Franklin probably used that term.
Right.
It made a massive comeback to people whose living rooms were sunken by 2 feet.
So the worst for me... Yeah, exactly. The worst for me was when it was used in song, and I would be like, oh... You'd hear it in the car or something. You're like, no, no, no. Now, granted, I'm being a complete hypocrite here, but there are a few exceptions. So I'm going to play the ones that I deem acceptable.
Oh.
Okay? That I really never even thought about. But definitely it's there, and I noticed it, but I didn't mind it. Of course, this is number one make love song lyric that I don't mind. For some reason...
Well, they get the Rolling Stones free pass with you anyway.
Is it, so. But I mean, do you ever think of that? Did you ever think of that as like, oh no, Mick?
Well, it's not really a romantic feeling song.
That's
it's
the key.
It's a rock and roll tune.
That's
you know?
The key. The key is you can't have it be a make love sounding song. If you throw it in there, then in the context of some semi upbeat rock tune, it's okay. I may be being hypocritical here. Here's another example of one that I didn't mind. Sing along. That's Simon and Garfunkel, for those who don't know.
It bothers me a little bit.
It does?
The way they use it.
Very borderline.
Afternoon.
Making love in the
That's
afternoon.
Such a 70s thing to do.
It is. Would you like to make love this afternoon?
No, I want to make love at 3 a.m. and pass out.
I don't want the 2 p.m. making love.
Yeah, when you're done, now I got to go back to work or run to Sam's Club.
No. Right. I got things to do.
Right.
Now, when I was a kid and my buddy owned this record, this vinyl record, and we would listen, his older brother owned it, and... I never liked the band, but I always thought this song was kick-ass. And this was at a time when I was acutely aware of the term making love. This whole song was about it. But, dude, this is a rock and roll song. This is Kiss with Making Love.
Is that as loud as it goes?
Hey, what the girl says, why, I really want.
All night long?
Yeah.
Really?
That's a lot to ask for, right? A lot of drugs
before,
needed in
this
that.
This was before the blue pill. Paul Stanley's going all night long.
Those are the ones that I say are okay. The ones that I cannot stand, that creep me out to no end, there are several.
Okay.
Let's start with one in the 90s, where I wasn't really aware of this band very much, but you couldn't avoid this song, and I think this is the biggest hit this band ever had.
Close your eyes, make a wish.
This is Boys to Men.
Hello.
This was number one for 14 weeks,
dude,
on the Billboard charts.
All through the night, pour the wine,
which is so passionate.
Girl,
and look, the community is very guilty of working and making love way too much into their stupid lyrics. Here he goes.
What a beating song.
Oh,
I would
gross.
Like to puncture you at a rapid pace.
They should have gone with that lyric. I will puncture you at a rapid pace.
I don't think it would have had the same staying power, if you will.
So that song's gross. This song is borderline, but I couldn't stand it because of the damn chorus.
Baby, when I think about you.
I grew to hate this song.
Same.
Do you give this a make love pass?
No.
And by grew to
it almost gets a baseline pass though, because that's pretty great.
By Gruda hated it, it was instantaneous with me. And I think it was the terminology that was just too uncomfortable and gross.
Because he feels like making love. Meaning, you know...
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Yeah. Boy, this just smells of Camaro, doesn't it?
Oh,
a red one.
He feels like making love.
Well, good for him.
And he feels like making love to you.
All right.
To me?
Yes.
Slow down, speed racer.
Don't wait for me, Paul Rogers, you creep.
Yes, you don't know who the you is. Uh-uh. It could be you. So in 1984, I was so fired up because this song was, for me, it may be the best song of the 80s. This is Don Henley with Boys of Summer.
Such a great song.
I absolutely still love this song. And it like makes me emotional, you know? Like, it's incredible. So, this song was on the radio. You couldn't avoid it. And so, me, I'm like, I want to go buy the tape. Uh-huh. I don't think I had CDs yet. Nobody on the road. So I go buy the cassette tape, and I'm fired up, and the first song, of course, is Boys of Summer, and I'm like, bro, the whole album is going to kick so much ass, right?
Yeah.
Well, the second song, I mean, you're fired up. The second song is You Can't Make Love. And listen to how 80s awful this is.
So many bands fell into that production trap.
Oh.
Sounds like Bruce is about to start here.
I know. He fell into it too.
You can make money, you can make good friends. You make mistakes and you can make amends. You can make it easy when push comes to shove. You can make love.
No! No, not you, Don Henley!
Friend of the station. Friend of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely he is.
Even he fell victim, Corby.
I could not believe the second song was about making love, and he had to talk about it.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
This one, this is the first concert I ever saw, and so...
And I know the night is fading.
This is their whole bit.
Dude.
That's all these guys care about.
Yeah.
Those Aussies like to smash.
And listen to how into this they are.
This is building.
He's pleading.
Yeah, he is. You don't.
Great arrangement.
And I don't know how you do it, making love
out of nothing at all.
Now listen to the making love backup singers.
Out of nothing at all. Out of nothing at all.
Making love. Oh, it's such a
used
beat.
A real piano.
It's about the crank.
They got
to
use some Roland DX90 or something.
So awful. Well, the king of...
I know exactly what it is, and I'm not going to spoil
the
it.
The biggest letdown ever from a band that I thought was so kick-ass.
This entire album bummed me out so much when I went and bought it.
Boy.
Because this was sight unseen. How are they going to follow up the last one?
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Are we all on the same page here?
This came out.
Yes! I actually have it up.
It's the first line.
Yeah.
When you make love.
Oh, no! You are Def Leppard. You're Def Leppard. You don't make love. And you don't sing about it.
Oh. Do you make love?
I'm like, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I know that was...
That's so awesome.
That was the soundtrack for strip clubs across the Metroplex in whenever it was, 1987. But man, I hated that album so much. That was not Rock of Ages or Let It Go or Bring It On the Heartbreak or any of that, man.
No, it was the antithesis of it. It was terrible.
This is the band that did Photograph.
Right.
Not freaking weenies.
Cartman, how you doing?
That's what he sounds like.
He does. He does. It's so bad.
And then Leslie, do you, when you make love, do you look him in the eyes?
Yeah.
Gross.
I know. It's all gross. You are Def Leppard. You have a drummer with one arm.
Right.
Can I apply?
She makes love. She's looking at her watch if it's with you.
Right. Can I apply for a make love exemption?
Go on.
I'd like to at least offer the candidate When Love Comes to Town by U2 and B.B. King.
Do they say make love?
Used to make love under a red sunset. I was making promises I would soon forget.
Maybe.
I mean, come on, it is BB and...
Yeah. She was as pale as the lace of her wedding gown, but I did what I did before
okay.
love came
I'll give you that.
Town.
I'll give you that. And look, there are plenty of exceptions, I'm sure, and I'm sure I'm missing a ton. These are the ones that
hit
me.
Well, that's great.
All right, there is making love talk.
Love it.
What are we doing?
NBA.
Ah,
we got a Mavs game.
Oh, boy.